Happy 2026, plant friend. Welcome to the first episode of season 11 of Growing Joy with Plants. Can't believe I'm even saying that I've done 11 seasons of the podcast. And while usually I bring you how-to episodes and interview episodes, today's episode is a solo, cozy conversation just between you and me. We're going to reflect on 2025. And talk about where I really want to focus when it comes to content and supporting you in 2026. And a pretty exciting announcement about a new certification I'm getting that I'm going to be bringing to all of you. We got a lot of catching up to do, so let's dive in. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants. Hi, plant friends. I'm Maria, your best plant friend. If you're new here, welcome. I help people care for plants and grow joy in their lives by connecting with nature. And if you're a repeat listener, I hope that you might enjoy a little bit more of a personal solo episode today. I think 2025, I did the least personal episodes than I've ever done. It was a very busy year for the business, and it was really just like, go, go, go. I felt like we all just needed a moment to pause and reflect, and also just for me to open up to you a little bit. First off, if you're a repeat listener, if you're joining me, if you've been with the podcast for all 11 seasons, if you've just newly joined and you're binging the catalog of, you know, over 350 episodes we have, I'm so thankful you're here. This is truly like the honor of a lifetime that I get to be a full-time professional plant lady. And I'm so excited about what 2026 is going to bring for the podcast and for the brand and the business in general. But I'm just so happy that you're here. I'm so honored to be alongside your plant journey and your growth journey and your reconnection with nature and reconnection with yourself journey, right? We're all just walking each other home. Before we dive into 2026, and I also want to tell you about this Forest Therapy Guide certification that I'm getting, I want to talk about 2025 and like what a crazy roller coaster it was. A lot of things happened for the business in 2025. We went from 4 podcast episodes to 8 podcast episodes a month. So we've been able to double the output of all of the amazing free educational content, have our new episodes that get released every Tuesday. And then we've launched the Best of Growing Joy series that hits your earbuds on Thursday. And it's scrolling way back into the way back into the 2017 archives of Growing Joy, where most people don't even find those episodes anymore because they're so far down the scroll, but they're chock full of amazing information. And we're kind of refreshing those episodes and bringing the goods to you again. Last year, I launched my digital course. So I was able to take all 8 years of caring for plants and 150 plus interviews on houseplant care and all of the courses that I've taken personally and distilled it into this gorgeous, I think, 8 module course called the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass. We launched that in February of last year. And then also after getting feedback from you guys, I've then also subsequently broken that course up into mini courses for people based on specific needs like plant pests, like SOS or houseplant care basics or understanding how to shop for plants. So that was really exciting. And so many of you have worked your way through the course. We've gotten amazing testimonials. And that was my first time launching a digital course. So there was just so much learning on the back end in terms of like the tech of it all. I'm a solo entrepreneur. It's just me. And then I have contractors that support my business. We have our incredible podcast manager, Bailey, and we have our editors. And I have my brand manager, Callie, who helps me with the vision, but everybody's a contractor. I'm the only full-time person at this brand. So it's a lot of Googling and ChatGPTing and me just like figuring out how like cookies work and like what Google Analytics is. 2025 was also amazing because I got to connect with so many of you in person. And that has been one of the seeds that have been planted in me that is causing this evolution that I kind of want to invite us all to grow on together in 2026, but I was able to go to a bunch of different plant conferences and speak either to the horticultural industry as your advocate. I go to I go to horticulture industry events and I speak about the plant parent and how our minds work. And then also I was able to go to plant events like PlantCon and Southeast Plant Show and the Northwest Flower and Garden Show and speak to you guys and meet you in the aisles of these conferences where you stop me and sing the Growing Joy theme song, or if you've been around for a long time, the Bloom and Grow Radio theme song. That's what the podcast used to be. And seeing the light in your eyes and looking at pictures of your plants that, of course, all of you, you know, whip your phones out to show me your plant collections, and hearing how the podcast has helped you and served you has been so amazing. And it really has highlighted how we really are a community of listeners around the world. And for podcasters have a unique disadvantage to other content creators. YouTube creators who post a YouTube video, every video has the chance for people to comment on it, right? And give you that real-time feedback of, oh, this video really helped me. Instagram Reels, TikTok Reels, like those creators get real-time feedback from their audience. But with podcasts, you can't do that. Maybe you can if you're on Spotify, but it's harder to get that real-time feedback from your listeners. You publish these episodes and you see the downloads, you know people are listening, but you don't get that real-time feedback experience from your listeners that other content creators do. And seeing you guys in person just made me realize how even more obsessed I am with you and how right this whole thing feels and how I want to create more community opportunities for our community. In the pandemic, I had launched the Growing Joy Garden Society, which was an online community platform that I had, which was incredible. And then we ended up closing it down due to a myriad of things. But in 2026, I really want to figure out how to get our community together in more interesting and unique ways, because we're all just like the most special people. Like every listener I've ever encountered is so nice, so sensitive, so caring. I mean, plant people are the kindest people in the world. That's a whole page in my book. I mean, I don't know another hobby that you take your expendable income and time and try to care for something that can't communicate with you. Like plants can't bark at us when they're hungry or cry when they need their diaper changed, right? Or when they need to be repotted. Like we have to tune ourselves to such a special level of sensitivity in order to care for plants that other hobbyists don't do. And because of that, I think it really weeds out bad people. I don't know how else to say that. But usually if you're a plant person, you're a very kind person and you have really beautiful intentions. And I'm just obsessed with you. It's really just that plain and simple. So this year was very crazy and wacky for the business. It was also crazy and wacky for me as we moved from New York to Florida in 2024. 2025 was my first year with my feet planted in Florida. Personally, you know, there was just a lot of like me putting myself out there, trying to make friends, trying to build community on like a local level, living near my family. I got a lot of family time. So that was overwhelming. Had some personal health struggles that I haven't talked about publicly yet. I probably will in 2026 when I'm a little bit more comfortable. But there's also just been like a lot of behind the scenes tending to myself and my body, I guess, is a way to do it. So anyway, 2025 was incredibly exciting and filled with growth from a business and a personal standpoint. And this is what brings us to 2026. And this is where I have to get very vulnerable with you. This is where I've been a little nervous. This is where I have procrastinated making this podcast episode for 2 weeks to the point that Bailey, my podcast manager, was like, Maria, we're not going to have an episode if you don't record this thing. And I've been very nervous to make it. And even today, like I've noticed that I procrastinated half the day to record it because I'm nervous to share my truth with you, which is I am getting less and less interested in making podcasts about how to water houseplants. I have 350 episodes in this podcast about how to water houseplants and how to water your garden. I have a full digital course that you can take where I teach you perfectly how to do it. I have created the content that I've needed to create to empower our community to know how to water houseplants. Where I am finding myself to be very interested is, how do you water yourself? And how can we use the plant life parallels that we learn from our plants, that our plants reflect back to us on a daily basis? How do we cut through the noise of society, of the chaos? How do we stop the scroll? How do we disconnect from screens and reconnect with ourselves through nature? I wrote a whole book about this in 2021. I published a book about this in 2021. It's called Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness. And for some reason, I've just like noticed that even though I published this book 3 years ago, my content online doesn't necessarily fully support and live up to that book's mission. And that book feels like the most truest transmission that I've ever had. And my biggest offering that I have to the collective community, like to the world, is helping our community learn how to disconnect from screens and reconnect with themselves via plants. Yeah, I just, the easiest way I can explain it is I don't want to talk about watering houseplants anymore. I want to talk about how to water ourselves via caring for houseplants. I want to focus on the joy, growing joy through connecting with nature. And connecting with nature can look like many different things for many different people. The interesting thing is I've talked to so many of you. You all connect with your plants in a different way. In part, that's why I created my plant parent personality profiles, because I saw how different you all were and tried to kind of wrangle them into my personality profiles to help people choose the right plants for themselves and empower themselves to have a positive relationship with plants. But beyond that, so many of you are gardeners. Some of you only tune into our gardening episodes. Some of you only tune into our houseplant episodes. Some of you only tune into our nature episodes, right? And frankly, I don't really care how you connect with plants anymore. I don't care. I don't want to push houseplants on people anymore. I love houseplants. I am houseplants' biggest advocate. I'm obsessed with them, and I will help you care for plants in the best way possible. Once again, I've created all the content I've needed to help support you in that way. But if you just want to go for a daily walk and connect with the trees on your block, I still feel like that helps you grow joy in the same way caring for houseplants can, in the same way growing vegetables can, in the same way growing flowers can, in the same way being a sustainability advocate and composting and recycling your water can, in the same way meditating in nature can. Some of us live in places where we experience all four seasons. Some of us live in places where, like me, where I'm basically in summer all year long. We're all going to interact with nature differently. The point is that I want every single person on this earth, literally every single person on this earth, to be empowered to know how to interact with a piece of nature in a way that feeds their soul and helps them find calm and helps them connect with their true sense of self. I want to help every single person on this planet disconnect from screens and reconnect with themselves via nature as the vehicle. There, I said it. And now before you like go unsubscribing to this podcast, I'm not going to stop doing gardening and houseplant episodes. We will always have at least 50% a month. There will at least be every month an episode on houseplants and an episode on gardening on the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, because that's what we do, right? It's houseplants, it's gardening, but now we're going to fold more nature in. We're going to fold more broader definitions of what self-care through plant care can look like. And also, you know, when I think about myself 8 years ago, I felt on fire to do episodes interviewing scientists about the perch water table and understanding soil composition and understanding repotting. And I did that. We've got, once again, 350 episodes covering every topic you could imagine. I want to learn now about like the essence of water and how water can hold memory. I want to understand how trees communicate. And I want to understand how I can live a life rooted in nature, in seasons, in natural rhythms, and in joy. It is a crazy fucking time to be alive. Pardon my French, but there's no other way to say it, plant friends. Like, it is a crazy time to be alive. I know very few people who had a positive 2025. I know very few people who are like, 2025 was the best year of my life. Most of the people that I know, 2025 was hard, and 2024 was hard, and 2023 was hard. It's been hard. And for me, it's definitely been the hardest couple of years of my life too. But for me, what I keep turning back to and what keeps me sane is plants. It's plants, it's nature, it's all of this. But it's the lessons that I'm learning from them. It's what they're teaching me, and it's how I can use them as a mirror to live a better, happier, more joyful life. And so in 2026, that's where we're going to start moving towards. I'm going to push the boundaries a little bit in some interviews and some podcast episodes where I would love to invite all of us to expand our concept of what plant care is, self-care means. beyond houseplants, beyond gardening. And I know, because I've known this for the last 8 years with this podcast, if I am being drawn to this and if I am having this curiosity of wanting to learn more, I know most of our audience wants to as well. I do want to let you know that everything is still rooted in nature with me. Once again, it's nature and plants. How can we go back to what our ancestors knew to help live happier lives without abandoning all of the incredible technological advances, right? I want us all to disconnect from screens and reconnect with ourselves via plants, but I'm not saying we have to like throw our TVs out. I'm just saying we have to reclaim our boundaries with screens and with nature and reclaim our relationship with nature. So with that, I hope I can bring you more personal episodes like this. I feel like I used to be a lot more personal with the podcast, and then I've been so focused on getting interviews and content and education that sometimes I've like kind of erased myself from it. So I would love to show up more vulnerably and personally for our community. That feels stretchy, like making this episode did, but I feel like if it feels stretchy, it's supposed to happen. Our content will still absolutely be rooted in nature and joy. We're just going to expand beyond houseplants and gardening. And behind the scenes, I've been doing a few things that for out of my own curiosity that I'm excited to bring to our community in 2026. So these started in 2025 privately. If you follow me on Instagram, you might know, but you'll be seeing more of it in 2026, which I'm super excited about. So number one, about a year ago, I got hit with this vision of me playing crystal healing bowls and singing. So if you guys are new here, I was a Broadway performer for 10 years. I was a professional singer for my entire 20s. And I really miss singing. And I love sound baths. If you've ever been to a sound bath, like at a local yoga studio or wellness event. So in October, I got certified as a sound practitioner. So I bought myself some crystal bowls and I've learned how to play them. And I'm a certified sound practitioner now. I can do sound baths and I'm figuring out my style of how do I do these sound baths while singing. And I want to do them in all different like natural areas. And I want to bring people together to be in nature together to do these sound healing, sound bath experiences. I'm very much still figuring that out. I very much don't know what that's going to look like in terms of like what I bring for you guys. But that's something that's been really fun that I've been playing around with personally. And then also, and something that I really have been dying to tell you guys about is that I'm getting certified as a forest therapy guide. So towards the end of this year, I enrolled in a 6-month nature therapy, nature or forest therapy guide certification with ANFT. That's the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy Guides and Programs. So every time I've told someone I'm getting certified as a forest therapy guide, their first answer is, oh my God, that's so cool. And then their second question is, what is that? I've never heard of that before, which I get. So I wanted to talk about what is forest therapy? What is a forest therapy guide? Why am I doing this? How am I doing this? And how I'm actually going to be able to bring a lot of these offerings to you in the future. So first off, forest therapy or nature therapy might be interchanged. You might know it under a different name as forest bathing. It's very popular in Japan. It goes by the name Shinrin Yoku. It's been popular for decades. You can actually get a prescription for forest therapy in Japan and go to a medicinal forest to forest bathe. But whether you're calling it forest bathing or forest therapy, you're going with a guide into nature, and a guide is creating this container in a concentrated period of time for you to just be. To just be in nature. But I'm finding I prefer the term nature therapy because I've been doing a lot of these practices at the beach. And the beach isn't a forest, but you can do this therapeutic experience in any type of natural setting, whether it's the beach or a park or your backyard or a forest. Like things that forest therapy is not. It's not a hike. It's not physical exercise. It's not camping. It's not backpacking. It's not uncomfortable. There are some forest therapy guides that lead a 3-hour forest therapy experience and don't cover more than 200 meters. So I think sometimes forest therapy, nature therapy can be misunderstood as like You got to go backpack and like cook your food over a fire. No. It's a therapeutic experience in nature that allows you to just be and awakens your five senses in order to reconnect you to you via the forest. And a forest therapy guide is the certified professional that leads you through this series of invitations and this structure over a 2.5 to 3 hour period of time that allows you to have a really safe and expansive experience. So when we're going through our certification, we're constantly told the forest therapy guide is not the therapist. You know, we are the guide. We open the door and show you nature. Nature is the therapist here. Nature has the answers. The forest has the answers. We're just kind of opening the door to reveal how people can create a deeper relationship with the forest or with nature. It is such a special practice. I've been blown away with how rigorous the training is. It's 6 months of weekly classes, modules that you're learning, trainings. But at the core of it, what I love, it's really about engaging your five senses in nature. And I think in a society that is so overstimulated, so overwhelmed, so exhausted, so burned out, so disconnected to nature, so many of our senses are just turned off and we don't even know it. Like, we don't even understand how disconnected we are until we reconnect and kind of reawaken, right? Well, these forest therapy or nature therapy excursions, these containers, these experiences really just give you the space that we need, that we don't get anymore. We get no space in our lives. Everything is overscheduled and overstimulated, and we're scrolling our phones while we're going to the bathroom. Like, we have no space to just be with our thoughts and reconnect with our own nervous system. And even just going through this certification to remind myself and to do the practices myself, I've felt like I've just started coming home to myself in a way that I haven't felt in a couple of years, probably since I wrote and published my book. Another thing that I love about this concept of forest bathing is that when we're going into the forest, we're not just visitors. You know, there's this concept like leave no trace when you go into when you go camping, like you have to leave no trace. You have to pretend that you weren't there, which totally makes sense. Obviously, we have to respect our forest. And I'm not saying you should leave a trace and leave your garbage in the forest when you go. But I love this concept that we are part of nature. We are part of this forest system, our bodies, our animal human bodies. And so if we're part of the system, we're not visiting. We're part of the forest in a way. We deserve to be there. We deserve to have these experiences in the forest because we are part of this natural system. And I think so many problems in our society could be healed if we turned toward nature and remembered that we are nature and actually stand in reverence and reciprocity for nature instead of just bulldozing all of it. You know what I mean? I've partnered with ANFT, the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy Guides and Programs, to create a mini series about forest therapy for our community. So there will be multiple episodes on forest bathing and how you can do it, but not just in a forest, on a beach, in a park, wherever you are. So I'm so excited to bring what I've been learning privately in the certification course to you guys, and invite us to once again just expand our concept of what growing joy could be for our community. So part of my certification is that I have to lead forest therapy containers, like 2.5 hour forest therapy walks, and we can do them on Zoom. So I hope that I can not only just tell you about forest bathing, but I can actually invite our community and our audience on a forest bathing experience that will be coming in the next couple of months. I'm not through enough of the certification yet. And am I going to be a forest therapy guide in the future? I don't know. I don't know how much of the certification I will be literally executing and using in my day-to-day life, but I know that what I'm learning in the certification is changing my life and going to change the content that I create for our community and inform the content and help all of us be in better, kinder relationship with nature and grow some freaking joy. And I love ANFT's mission statement. I want to read it to you guys. It's to support planetary health by nurturing heart-centered relationships between all peoples and the more than human world of nature. So by closing the gap, by connecting all peoples, all humans, and the more than human world of nature, which is something we've discussed on our podcast before, but the more than human world of trees as beings, as living things as being, by connecting us in a more intimate way, it actually supports the health of our planet. Because when we open our eyes to the miracles of the natural world around us, it's going to be much harder. It is much harder to ignore the planet and what she needs. So that's my update for you. I hope you still want to be subscribed and listen and come along for this expansive and joyful ride that we're going on in 2026. And if you were really just here for the houseplant care, I have so many houseplant care episodes. I bet you have not listened to all of them. So please scroll through all of our episodes and eat up and gobble up all of the houseplant care episodes we've got. And once again, I'll be bringing at least one episode a month of a houseplant and a gardening episode every month to you with fresh content as well. So stay tuned. The plant care content is not going anywhere. The self-care content is just going to be a little more front and center than it has been before, which I am so excited about. Now, I mentioned one of my goals for 2026 is also to bring our community together. So as a kickoff, I actually have put together a 2-class series to kick off the actual new year, which is the lunar new year, which is in mid-February. So everybody talks about how the new year, January 1st, New Year's resolutions, blah, 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 blah. No, the Earth's new year, the lunar new year is February 17th. So if you feel behind, you shouldn't, because you're actually ahead listening to this episode. You've got a month before the lunar new year. And I want to help our community reflect, release, and realign so that 2026 can be the most joyful year yet. And I've created that with a special 2-part class series called Growing Joy in 2026. And it's designed to help you reconnect to nature's rhythms, release pressure and overwhelm, and realign with what actually matters, which is going to be on the first Sunday of February. We're going to reflect on what didn't grow in 2025, both in our plant collections, what didn't grow in 2025, but also in our personal lives. And we're going to learn how to compost those lessons into nutrient-rich stuff that we can bring into 2026. And then on the third Sunday of February, right before the Lunar New Year, so we can all, you know, practice and integrate as we move into the Lunar New Year, we will explore how to grow joy in 2026 by connecting to nature's rhythms and nature in general. We're going to go over different practices in my book. We're going to go over living in tune with the seasons and the natural rhythms. It's going to be so fun and joyful. And you can join us live, or there will be replays. So if you can't actually make the live dates, you'll get a replay that you can take at your own time. In part, that's why we're doing it a few days before the Lunar New Year, in case anybody needs to watch the recording. So registration is very easy. You're just going to go to growingjoywithmaria.com/2026. And you can register for either of the classes, like if you only want to do the reflection and release class, or if you only want to do the Growing Joy in 2026 class, or you can do them both as a bundle. I'd love to see you in class. And I can't wait to bring so much expansive, exciting content and opportunities for our community to grow joy together in 2026. All year long, plant friends. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy.